to see him.
Very nice to see you, Alicia. Yes.
Developing love, care, respect and cooperation amongst devotees.
Loving love, care,
caring,
respecting,
and
cooperating among devotees.
Cooperation among devotees. Get on this. Right. The remembrance of Prabhupada's famous statement when he left the planet. So Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown, not by how much you study the scriptures. Yes, you should study. But this is a purpose why we should study the scriptures. Not by how many prayers we have done, or how many we should be supported. We should do all these things. But there is a purpose why we should learn. It's not the seminars or lectures we have done. We should go there, because they are all Krishna conscious activities. We should go there. As the Prabhupada said, of all the activities we do, I will see the result of everything we do by how much you cooperate with each other. I will show the love you have for me in our cooperation. The cooperation among each other will show the love we have for God. What did he say before he left? In Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 30, verse 8. But Krishna spoke to the Pratetas. I am very pleased with you. I am very pleased with you. Two times. I am pleased with you. I am pleased with you. Therefore, I am ready to give you any benediction. Why? How you cooperate with each other please me. They will have different backgrounds, but their cooperation, they will work as a team. Therefore, Lord Krishna became pleased by their team spirit, and he is ready to give them any benediction, whatever they ask for. Lord Krishna is ready to give them. The love is sure for each other, not for Krishna. Krishna is not pleased that the love is sure for him. Krishna was pleased that the love is sure for each other. What does that mean? We are not going to Goloka to go and learn how to love God. It is not there. We are going to learn how to love God. It is here. Love of Godhead begins from here. It is among ourselves. This is where we practice love of Godhead. So, in the Muslim environment, Krishna consciousness, the Hare Krishna temple, it's a place where we are trained or we are learning the eternal occupation we are going to do with Krishna in the spiritual world. Here, the background. So His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Chaitanya Maharaj created a school of love. School. You have a school? School of love. The school of love is Krishna consciousness, it's Hare Krishna movement. The school of love. Where people are trained to love each other. We shouldn't make mistake by thinking that my love of Godhead means loving Krishna. Love of Godhead means here, how much I care for you, how much I love you. Therefore, this environment is created to prepare us for what you want to do in eternal location. The highest thing in this world, the highest thing, the highest pleasure, the best thing one could get in this world is relationship. Relationship. If you have no relationship, you cannot enjoy anything. You can enjoy anything without a relationship. For you to enjoy it, you have someone to have something to identify with, to relate with. So relationship is all. It is not an extracurricular activity we have to do in our life. It is everything. Relationship is everything. It's everything. Thinking of going back to Godhead, what are we thinking we are going to do there? In the Bible, it is said, "Come ye unto me, all of all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the Christians, after reading this verse from the Bible, their understanding about rest is that we have suffered too much in this material, we are going to bring our God's mercy. So they drew a small baby and they quoted this verse. Come, I will give you rest. So you two will be sleeping. Bite at home. That is how you understand rest. The rest does not mean to go and sleep there. Resting is not sleeping. In Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, the local benevolence is full of activity. It is full of activities. People know how to relate with Krishna. People know how to give Krishna pleasure. Therefore, when we perfect our activities here, then we can think of that going back to God. So we have to learn from Him. In the material world, there's nothing like love. We don't have anything like love in the material world. That does not exist in the material world. We don't even understand what it means. Do you understand? Love means what love means? Love means when you are ready to suffer. Love is painful. Not what enjoyment I can get from you. That is cheating. That is lost. So our society today is based on what I can get from you. It's a taking society, not a giving society. So what is the question of love? People come together in the name of loving, but what are we coming together for? Even communities, what are they coming together for? To see what I can get from you to cover my emptiness. I want to cover some void, some emptiness in me. And I'm thinking that what will cover my emptiness exists in you. Therefore, let us become friends so that I can cover my emptiness for you. Is cheating. Because you don't have it, I don't have it. Our relationship becomes bad. Therefore, what begins in the name of love ends with hatred. Because both of us are coming together to cheat each other. I don't want to give to you, but I want to take. See, this is a fake society. Therefore, there is nothing like love in the material world. Love exists in the spiritual world with a pure entity, but when it comes to the material world, it becomes lust. Lust means what? My desire, not your desire. Therefore, when we come together, I'm coming together to gain what I desire from you. So it is a display of hatred. Display of selfishness. That is what we get in the material world. Therefore, the divine grace that is in Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has created a society to create an environment where real love of Godhead can be practiced. is a place where we can practice loving Krishna by how we love each other. So, how we relate with each other has a serious impact in our devotional life. The relationship we have with each other, either man or woman, doesn't matter. What matters is what is the quality of our relationship with each other. That matters. What is the quality of our relationship? The relationship is based on the body, the selfishness, or the relationship is based on giving, which love means. Love means giving, not taking. Whenever there is taking mentality in any relationship, that relationship would never last. Even if we like, it is simply a struggle to exist. Not a satisfying relationship. Definitely, when I say well, no relationship here is perfect, it's completely sweet. Husband and wife, it is the same cheating. Parent and the children, it is cheating, or cheating. The student or the teacher is all cheating. The boss and the servant, they're all cheating. Everything is cheating, is based on cheating. Selfishness. Love is different from what we understand is indeed. Love is completely different. No taking mentality, it is only giving. So we see that among the pure devotees. You see the service in the forest, the service are meditating in the forest. When they see another saint come to visit them, what do they do? The result of all the services I have practiced for years, take it. They don't pretend it. They offer it to the saint who come to visit them. Take the result of all the things I have performed for years, I have been suffering. Whatever I have done, take. They are doing it without pretension. It is sincerely from the heart. They meant it. And when Buddha says, this is a wonderful chance. I don't have to waste my time to practice again. Someone else has done it for me. No, they don't have that mentality. Because there is no cheating between them. They say when humbly accept it, because it's a gift, you will accept it. Thank you very much. I am not a chicken. I am not a lazy man. I appreciate what you have given me in giving back. Yes, like Prabhu has given me this garment, I'm going to give it back to him. It's worth it. That is the culture of love. This is the culture of Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas, they cultivate loving relationship between each other. There is no cheating. There is no selfishness. It is not about my salvation. The Western says, love is not about my salvation. It is not about my salvation. If it is about that, the problem will not come here. Of all the sacrifices, all the stages, all the difficulties the problem went through, what was it for? To make money? Make disciples? To be glorified? This he can get it in Goloka. He does not need to come there to trouble for this. He does not need it here. They are better done there. So he can stay there and get perfect, proper, genuine respect, glorification, fame. It is existing there, not here. Here is flattery. Love. And me waiting to do all the sacrifices he did just to give us this inconsistency. That is love. So devotees, they experiment that. So you know, Papa had created this society to demonstrate love, to show love, to train us how to have this love. I don't think what we are talking about. Musicians are singing, poets are writing, people are talking about it, billboards are advertising, television is, but nobody knows it. Only pure devotees knows what is love. And it is only pure devotees that genuinely demonstrate it. So in the Bible, Jesus is glorified by this statement. What love has a man that he has to sacrifice his life for others? That's a pure duty. The sacrifice a life for others. What is that? It's love. Because they care. They care. Let us try to understand what the care means. The different ways of showing our love and our care for each other. Most of the times we go for the lower side. We don't go for the higher side. Most of the times. This is what we do. For us, love means what? The key means what? I am doing something sinful, and it just covers me. Right? That is love. The love means so much that you don't see the nonsense things I'm doing. That is not love. That is hatred. That is wickedness. Love is painful, he said. Love is painful. I am ready and able to tell you the nonsense you are doing that is killing, that is love. Because by doing that, we help to put us in proper track, on the right track. That is love. That is killing. We care for each other, means what? We have to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. Brothers and sisters keep at ease. I am watching over you exactly the way a mother watches over a child. That is love. Without expecting anything. So if love means that I care for you so much that we are doing something which is very, very destructive for yourself. I'm ready to tell you, my brother, my sister, this is wrong. Don't destroy yourself. And we should be ready to do that. If you don't do that, it means that I hate you, and I am also doing the musical thing, therefore I cannot correct you because you have also seen that I'm doing the same thing. So if I correct you, you are going to point out to me what about you yesterday in the evening. So I kept quiet yesterday when we did the amount. Today should keep quiet when I'll do mine. It's cheating, it's gospel. So we consider this to be humility, we consider this to be love, we consider it to be caring more. Love means if a relationship is not healthy, is not supporting my Krishna consciousness, I am willing to give you distance. That is my love for you. Because that will help you to reduce the offenses you are making. That is love. That is caring. Caring means the relationship I want with you is not so wonderful. My relationship with you is not helping my Christian consciousness. Therefore, my care for you is that I keep distance. So I help you not to make offenses. They also help you not to make offenses. Keep distance. That is love that is caring. We have to cooperate. What is the background? What is the foundation of our cooperation? Cooperation means what? Some group of thieves went to steal. After stealing, they sat down together and said, you know, we have to honestly share this, we have to cooperate. You know, each other is sharing this equally. That cooperation. That is not. The panel was they cooperated to marry one wife. Did they quarrel? To marry one wife, they cooperated. To maintain wife, one wife. Five people. One wife. That is cooperation. I felt cooperation. There was nothing like misunderstanding between them. Why? Because of their quality is very high. The quality is very high. Therefore, to maintain peace, to maintain cooperation, to demonstrate love among those who are highly elevated. It is a natural life. It is not something they have to learn and struggle with. It's something natural. We have difficulties with demonstrating love for each other because of our modes. Mode of ignorance and passion. Prominent. So, in ignorance and passion, cooperation will be difficult. Because I cannot accommodate you. You cannot accommodate him. That's a mode of ignorance and passion. Those who are in goodness, those who are pure, they have no difficulty with anybody. They have no misunderstanding with anybody. They don't have. And you cannot offend a person in goodness. You cannot. We can only offend a person in ignorance and passion. Or those who are in ignorance and passion can also make offenses. But in goodness, you cannot offend a person in goodness, nor he can also take offense. They don't take offense because the quality is very high. You don't see a good brother, you don't see a good sister. A good brother, a good sister is not because what if you have the same special master. I'm talking of his family, the San Jose's family. We are all brothers and sisters. In one family. This is a proper tree. It's a proper tree. It's in branches, then out of this tree. This family. No, I'm not talking about their friend. It's a friend, a family. A devotee. A devotee, big or small, a devotee. That we don't see for a week. We call it a fine out. I'm not seeing you for a week. What is happening? We call, we make a call. We don't see, but we don't see a sister. A week. I don't see you for a week now. What is happening? We make a call. How much does it cost to call in your team and ask? Why didn't you come? When we feel very happy, not seeing a devotee, that means what? It's a great offense. It's a great. It is not just. It is great. It is paramount apparent. Not to feel happy upon seeing a devotee is paramount apparent. So we call it what we are not seeing for a week. For 5 months? Or that duty does not exist in our life. A duty does not exist in our life, so we don't see that a duty has not come here for a week. We don't see. Please, don't deceive yourself thinking that you are very advanced devotee. Advanced devotee knows every devotee. He knows every member of the family. That's advanced devotee. He knows every member of the family, and he knows everyone what is happening. Lord Ramchandra will disguise himself and move among the citizens to supervise what is happening. That is love. That is caring. Because when you depend on the servant, they will not give you a proper report sometimes. They will not give you a proper report. Many people suffer behind, even when the education open. This is going on. So-called disciples will not allow other disciples to see the guru. Because they are the heavyweight. So you are featherweight or lightweight. So you have no chance to see guru. So many devotees are suffering behind, I'm telling you, so many devotees are suffering behind, which you don't see. What is the baptism we are talking about? What is it? When is it? And what is it? That you don't know that so many devotees are suffering behind, are crying, Krishna is hearing and we are not hearing. Krishna is hearing all the cries from different devotees who are suffering behind him. Because the heavyweight devotees have blocked their chance from seeing the person that helped them. So where is the caring? Where is the love we're talking about? Lord Ramchandra hears every one of the citizens. He hears all. Why? He goes out to identify with the people. So if we want to demonstrate love, a leader should not sit in one place. If he sits in one place, he will become like a level gazer. He can't see beyond that level. You don't see broad, so don't see what is happening in the community. You see. Community of bison will not see. I'm repeating, many devotees are suffering behind. You are sitting in the front, but many devotees behind you are suffering. Are we hearing their voices? So where is the caring? We are not seeing a devotee for a moment. We are not calling the devotee to find out what is happening with the devotee. Oh, we are Maya! Right? That is Maya! We are Maya! Anybody who knows who we are Maya! For who? Yes, you know Maya, you don't know the temple?
Yes.
So we want you're in Maya. And what about you? You're in love of Godhead. But what Godhead will make you to hear the voices of those who admire. Yes. But God is so powerful that you hear the voice of everyone in the community. Then, to make it anyway, Lord Ramchandra disguises himself and moves among the citizens. He hears what is happening. Oh, there is a need. There is no light in this corner of the temple for a moment. He knows about it. So the people loved him because he's caring for them. They loved him. And he loved his people. Yes. I was in Radha Gopinath temple, Radha Gopinath temple, Chapati. And his holiness Gaudiya Maharaj came late at 1 o'clock. I was desperate to see. So I didn't sleep. Was waiting. So when he came, the waiting went to meet him on the airport. So when he came, the devotees, they all ran to go and meet him. I gave everybody a chance to pass, so I was behind. I stood behind. So I was there. So devotees came, offered obeisances to Maharaj, and then I saw how he cast loving glances on all the devotees, deeply, with a penetrating look on all the devotees. He covered the whole devotees, but the love he has for them in his heart. Nobody preached to me, he didn't tell me not devotees were. Even the devotees didn't see because they were in front. I was at the back because I wanted to see what is happening and I saw it. So in that temple, every devotee in that temple are very confident in their Krishna consciousness. Why? The spiritual master loved them. And he cared for them that every single devotee in that temple does not worry about their future. They're confident, therefore they're giving their best. They're giving the best. When the people see that the leader loves us, the leader cares for us, when the citizen sees that, they will also reciprocate, they will give their best. If I don't have trust in you, why should I give you my best? I cannot, I have reserved it for the person whom I love, the person who loves me, the person who cares for me. I will give the best to the person. So the caring attitude is very much prominent in that temple. Caring attitude. You can see it clearly that it's a caring attitude. Devotees are trained to deal with people from the heart. So once a devotee permits a heart, would declare Prabhu is in Maya. And then you are pure of God. I don't think so. If you are pure of God, you're supposed to see that the person is in Maya and go there to rescue the person in Maya. That is love, that is caring. So that is painful. We have to make sacrifice. We have to make sacrifice. So love does not require taking mentality. Love means to give. There is no taking culture. No to give. Can you imagine a society in the Bible where people are living together just for each other? Can you imagine? The energy in that environment. People are living for each other. So when we are sitting here, we have space for all the devotees in our hearts. Do we have space? That in my life, all of you have a space for all of you in my heart. That is love. That is care. What does that mean? Your problem is my problem. Their problem, when their problem has become my problem, that is love, that is caring. The environment in the community here, people are living for each other. One person's problem becomes the problem of all the people in that community. That is love. That environment is by Kunta. That is what Prabhupada gave to us. By Kunta atmosphere. If we want to help ourselves to develop the compassion, where this love for others will come, we should learn to visit hospital. We should go and visit hospital. Not because the devotee is there, but we should go and visit hospital. All of us, let us visit hospitals. It will have a significant impact on us if we do it. A devotee is in a hospital and no other devotee goes. Right? So do we expect that devotee to come and do sakita for you? So when he's sick, nobody knows that he's sick. 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, the devotee will be in service at the temple, have not come to the temple, and nobody called to ask. Even if you call, it will decide why I don't need not to hear. Not to ask, what has made you not to be here by this time? We should first of all ask, what has happened that you're not here? But not to call a person to chastise because the person has not come. First, let us understand why the person is not there. That is love, that is training. A devotee is having difficulty, and I'm reminded, you. Yesterday, when I asked you to bring me a bucket of water and refuse, now you have a problem. I will not go to the father's shoulder because she refused to give the bucket of water yesterday. This is just ignorance we are displaying. It is not bhakti. Two for that. What is that? Two for that. Understand two for that. It is vengeful attitude. That is not the life of a devotee. We're talking about yesterday, so Bhakti Chitama was telling us yesterday about the first day yesterday, what Nelson Mandela, what the wonderful qualities in you. We call them karmis, right? We call them karmis. We are transcendentalists, and they are karmis. A karmi was jailed for 27 years for no apparent reason. He came out, he forgave all the people, and even he gave them posts when he became the president. What is that? Caring. He has love. But we transcendentalists. I have lost my father, and because, okay, I didn't greet you. And because of that, you cannot come and assist in my father's disappearance, my brother's disappearance. That is love. It is caring. That is bhakti. That is transcendence. It is not transcendence. This is ignorance. It means that we have so much in ignorance. We should understand that selfishness is not bhakti. Selflessness is bhakti situation. We should understand that when we maintain selfishness, those who are selfish, you will notice that in your life, even as a devotee, you are selfish, you will be associated with loneliness. Be lonely. If you worried and afraid of the future, be bored, depressed, burnt out. It is due to selfishness, not bhakti. A lovable person will never have this negative experience in his or her life in the circumstances. Because he is sharing so much that he has forgotten himself as self. It's a selfless thing. And then when Krishna sees that this person is so much engaged, so much engaged in helping others. Christ says, okay, now you are helping others, I will help you. I will help you. So, sin has forgotten ourselves. But when we put ourselves at the center and forget others, Christian will not come there because we need to occupy this place. We are going to design the Christian. They will remain bored. Even practicing this kind of process. Depressed as a devotee. Burnt out as a devotee. That is a big signal. My friend, see, you are in danger. You need to develop love for others. You should learn how to care for each other. You should care for each other. You should feel the best of others. You should be there to help others. You should be there. You should be eager to be available for other devotees. And Christians see that we are selflessly working. And those who are selflessly working, they have mystic power to be empowered so much so that they will do things beyond their own capacity. That will be very powerful, and we have to understand it. So, give up grudges, malice, and be available for others. Because there's no guarantee that you are going to leave that body last when everybody has given up this other body. There's no guarantee. So when we give up our body now, who is there? The devotees you are around will be responsible for our body. So it is very important we should treat each other very, very kindly, because we never can tell what will happen to them. We cannot. By the way, it is a process of loving. So we have this responsibility to practice it. To practice it from being neutral. We should start the journey from being neutral. Nobody is in our mind as an enemy or body. Nobody. Our mind is free of everybody. Even those who are so-called not favorable to our ego, it doesn't matter. We should have space for everyone. It pays very wonderful. Will succeed if you have this culture. Our Christian consciousness will be very, very wonderful, very, very sweet. Even in the middle of difficulties, our Christian consciousness will be very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Very progressive. We will never have any difficulty. All the difficulty will become very sweet. Be and a wonderful opportunity for you to move forward. So for devotees who are very loving, who are very kind, very compassionate, they don't have difficulty. There are no obstacles for them. Obstacles are meant for devotees who are selfish. They have difficulties. Everything becomes very difficult.
Hare Krishna.
Comment, question. Yes,
sir. You mentioned that if we want to show care, love, others, we must be willing to chastise.
Yes.
And it may happen that the person may not understand, and then we create more problems. Instead of helping him by chastising, we may have to let go of understanding, cause more difficulty.
principle which Chantai does not understand.
Yes.
So, before we give someone punishment, we should know why, we should tell the person, we'll let the person know why he's being punished. The person should know why this punishment. Should let the person know. Okay, you break principle, therefore, we suspend you from this service. He should know. Right? We should not just give someone punishment without explaining to the person why the person is punished. So you know that, okay, I did this, so I'm punished for this. And devotees who don't accept assessment, their problem is possible, and they cannot make advancement. This morning, what I was talking about. When Krishna knows someone who chastise the person, if Krishna does not like the person, he will give you a belt in a Brahmana family or aristocratic family. But if Krishna knows, he will chastise you. This morning, Krishna was speaking about that. So chastisement is rectification. An advancing devotee should be ready to accept it. And a devotee who is not happy being chastised, even if you do not do what you are being chastised for, should accept it. Because Krishna does not make mistake. If we are not ready for chastisement, we should understand we have huge faults here. And progress is very difficult. Advancing devotees, or fortunate devotees, are ready for chastisement, they are happy. Because he knows chastisement is not hatred. It is purification. It is love. If you don't know what to let the person know, don't disturb yourself. Don't put yourself in trouble. If you don't know somebody, why should I talk to you? It will be a great pleasure for me to see you do nonsense so you can follow up on time and give me a chance. If you came for somebody, you want to say that the person is on proper track coming. So you want to tell the person now, don't do this. That is love. That is caring, that we care. So this morning we're telling the person of Papa was chastising the devotee who was serving him at that time. Chastising him and shouted at him. So whether the devotees who were there, they were beware that they don't know what to do. So after that, they asked the Prabhupada, what will be our attitude when you are chastising a brother or sister? So the Prabhupada told them, when the spiritual master is chastising a disciple, you should know, no. This devotee is very fortunate. The Guru loves him, he loves her. He's caring for him or her. So you want to make sure the devotee is in proper standard. That is caring. That should be done. That is love for the spiritual master and the disciple. For us, if a disciple is chastised, oh, you see, I know it all along that this devotee, I know. Now, Guru has told me, you see. That is, you know, we should feel all of us. If we are not chastised, it means that we are not ready. Disciples are not being chastised, they are not ready, they are not making an announcement. They are very slow. The Guru sees that they have too much possible. They don't want to make an announcement. If they are not ready to take it, say not. We are not chastised. But when we see that they are ready, we will give it. When we understand that and we get ready, then we prepare for another chastisement. And we make progress. That is not, that is scary. Yes, sir.
Yes, Mama, you talk about higher psych. And obviously there is the lower psych. I mean, is it the relationship with the world of nature? When you're talking about higher psyche and lower psyche.
Yes.
Is it something to do with the mother nature?
It has to do with mother nature, it has to do with our level. The higher side means that we protect ourselves and family. The lower side means chastisement is the world. Why did you chastise me? The lower side. We don't accept it. And we're thinking that we are perfect. We are correct. So I don't need it. It's the lower side. Higher side means that you have to take advantage of every opportunity to make advancement.
So by not accepting it, the chastisement means that we are in ignorance of
yes.
the fact that, you know, that we are getting something beneficial and cannot accept it.
Yes. Ignorance. Those who are in the higher modes accept all of this. Thank you. Right. A Sikandar Goswami. The Sikandar Goswami was giving class. And he was distracted by a good brother. So we were getting to sort of say, okay, so heavy. That's very unconscious. So when he regained consciousness, he started crying. So I said, why? The pain? He said, no. So why? The pain I cause you. That is what it deserves. The Buddha impressed him. I was speaking for you. It is you I'm giving this class. So I wanted you to hear. So when you did not pay proper attention, I corrected you. And I'm happy that you are separate. So you impressed him. So he accepted. So the Buddha was happy. That he understood. Some of us were chastised and started blaspheming. That means ignorance. Alright? Yes?
I think I've seen senior devotees chastising junior devotees, not in a mentality to care, but just to show that they are junior devotees and to show them that they know better than the junior one. I have seen this mentality. Just to disturb the junior devotees that they do not know anything.
Yes.
So can you speak something about it?
Yes. We should not correct someone out of force or out of anger. Chastisement is different. Chastisement means we are showing the person mercy to get purified. But not hatred. We should demonstrate our hatred or our anger that way. If you do that, the purification will not much. Because that person also has false ego. The ego and the ego will clash. If you chastise a person out of love or care, even if you get a person that's not accepted at that time, you will force you to go. After a while, the person will realize, yes, no, what you told was that. You will realize that. But if you chastise the person out of force you go, the purification will not be much. And the person will react to the image. Therefore, it is not our duty to chastise a person as a person. Or because I'm senior to you. A senior to you means that I should behave properly. I should act in such a way that my attitude will be a powerful preaching that you will learn from it. Not that you act in such a way that to become discouraged. That is not the reason for chastisement. It's to show our love and care. Many people do that because I'm a boss, so I can correct you. That is wrong. You can discourage what is by doing that. Therefore, we should be very careful when we are doing that. If you chastise a person without possible, just for the benefit of the person will get purified. Even if he does not accept it, he will get purified. Last year in the India, nowadays by Trump. Yeah. One devotee was coming behind me and he was playing cards wrongly. I said, stop. I said, stop. I said, stop. So he stopped. After 3 days, and I saw the devotee again, he came and said, thank you very much. I said, why? She said, that day I was playing card cards. Actually, my mind was somewhere else. So he told me, stop. I became conscious of what I was doing. And also, I was not perfected yet. So within these days, I have no practice, I have completed it. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
So he got purified from that. Because telling him to stop, not that he should stop playing that dice, he should play for that, all he needs. So the boy got it. And he made the best use of it. He became happy. Alright? Yes, sir.
You talk about space in our heart.
Yes.
So the space in our heart should not be limited to money that we want, it should be for the whole world, isn't it?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So that's why the title Prabhupada brings up 50 house for everyone.
Yes. 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 We should not be mixed. Okay, this is my friend, this is my family member. To expand it to the whole world. The proper deed. And you want us to do the same. That is what we came.
It's a very common one.
Yes. So Papa said, when the issue of you being a man that's me, I want to do something big. Right? Once you get promoted, you can do something wonderful. Why are you a hero if you can do something which is not easy for everyone? So why are you a hero? A warrior. A hero means that you will do something which is not common for everyone. The one key is to be available for the whole world. Not for 2 people. Become the whole president, it will be difficult for people to see you. Right? I mean, the whole president said, they're so busy that not the people can see you again. Where is the whole president? What kind of service is that? We are servant leaders, not boss. That means that now we are serving. So we should be available for those who we have to serve, so that people can see us. We're so busy building temples. Who's going to live in a temple we are busy constructing? We don't care for the devotees. Who's going to live there? Aunt? We don't care for the devotees, we want to give them for who? Please, care for the devotees. There is a saying, that a stick of a broom can contain 2 lovers. Do you understand what it means? A stick, how big is a stick of a broom? A broom, a stick. How big is it?
Very small.
Huh?
Very small.
Two people can lie on it, two lovers, they can lie on a stick of a broom. Why the world powers cannot contain two enemies? You understand? Two enemies, a power, this big group cannot contain two enemies. Why a stick of a broom can contain two lovers comfortably? You will lie on it comfortably. It will contain them. That is what is expected of us. We should be able to live comfortably with anyone. Share what we have with anyone. That is Christmas. We cannot carry our selfishness to God, because selfishness doesn't exist. It's only we can do that. And if you want to be devoted, you should give them all. You should give all this up. Then we can talk about God. Otherwise, it is a far cry. Alright? Yes, sir.
I have one.
Yes.
Do you convey idea that devotees should not be judgmental?
Devotees who?
They should not judge other devotees.
Yes.
So I'm coming to the point of caring. We have to see whether devotees are doing wrong. Whether they are doing wrong or not. In case they are doing wrong, then how do you care them? So in doing this activity of caring what wrongs they are doing, how can we spare ourselves from not being judgmental and commit the offense of sin?
A devotee is constantly having argument with other devotees. We should tell the devotee this is not a good karma. That's not being judgmental. It is different. Just not that they are finding fault with the devotee, that's different. The devotee is very person to tell the devotee this is wrong, you do this. I don't need to remember. You should have another key. Like, yeah.
No.
So we finish here?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, La Prabhupada Pida. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Did it make sense? Did it make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Very nice class. Very nice class.
Okay.